Good morning. This morning's reading is taken from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the leaven and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Amen.
Great, thank you, Maha, for reading God's word to us this morning. Did anyone get an Easter egg this morning? Not many. Did anyone get an Easter egg this morning? Does anyone want an Easter egg this morning? A load more of you. Well, my favourite, yes, there you go. I know that Matthias likes bounty too. Yes, I had to go and buy this for myself. Sorry, honey, that is so not true. You lovingly gave it to me this morning, yes. I've got to go and get yours still. But bounty is by far the best Easter egg. I'm still trying to convert. Forget being converted. Converted to bounty is like, no. But bounty, it's where it's at. However, there is one that I will make an exception for, another egg, which is on par with bounty, right? And it's the classic cream egg. Yeah. So more people like cream egg than bounty, is that right? Oh, you've got to get your theology of eggs right. But cream egg, why I like it so much is because, I don't know, maybe it's just nostalgia, maybe it's something that I thought, well, when I was growing up, Easter eggs were bigger, you got more for your money. I kind of remember eggs when I grew up that were not hollow, full of chocolate. Anyone else remember that, or is it just my wild imagination? Philip Spinner put his hand up straight away. We're a similar age, so we kind of like connect in that way. But, you know, I just remember chocolate being properly chocolate, none of this hollow stuff. You know, £3.99 for a bit of chocolate. We had a phone call, Hannah and I, this morning. It woke us up very early in the morning from one of our children, who's a little bit older, and she phoned and said, "Where is my egg?" Go and put the kettle on, make us a cup of tea, and then we'll tell you where your egg is. No, but that's how our Easter day started. I don't know which egg you like, but the thing is, they're hollow. And I kind of think, yes, I know why eggs are the symbol of Easter. It's a symbol of new life, new hope, a new adventure, all the things I was talking about. But there's also a sense where the symbolism of eggs being hollow and empty actually speak into the reality of life as well. I want to play a video to you this morning which talks all about emptiness and yet what that means on this Easter Sunday. So the folks at the back can get the volume and the video ready. Have a look at this.
The video shows a motorbike stopping, run out of fuel, an empty tank. Somebody opening the fridge. And the milk carton is empty. Someone looking at their accounts, and the figure is empty. The account is empty. Child going off to university, leaving an empty nest. A couple, an old couple, and she has died. Leaving an empty heart. Somebody sending a text. Emptiness means disappointment. Emptiness means misery. Emptiness means heartache. Emptiness means anxiety. Except when it doesn't.
Hit her. Zarek.
We have... Mary has discovered the empty tomb.
On Good Friday, Mark and Julie Fisher and Maureen and Brian and a load of other people set up in the sanctuary an incredible experience of Good Friday. We had Garden of Gethsemane in the corner, and we had just incredible stations of the cross to enter into the last moments of Jesus on the cross. And in the corner over there, we had two mirrors. One mirror you looked in, and it was the phrase at the bottom was, "This is what you see in yourself." You know, when you look at yourself, what do you see? And then you turn to the other mirror, and it was, "Look at yourself, and what does God see?" And then you're encouraged to write a response to what you see of yourself in one mirror, and then write a response of what God sees of you. I'm going to write some of the responses that people see of themselves. I'm going to read them out. They're on these wooden hearts. This is what people think of themselves. Unacceptably flawed. Not good enough. Just not good enough. They look at themselves in the mirror and think they're not good enough. Unworthy and timid. Ashamed. Inadequate. When you look at yourself in the mirror every morning, you think yourself as being inadequate. Broken. Stranded. Lonely. In need of forgiveness. This one kind of made me take another look. This person, when they look at themselves in the mirror every morning, think they are useless. Inadequate again, fragile, broken, forgiven, broken, unworthy, rejected, imperfect. And I think these hearts, which again, there are so many more on the table, you may look at yourself and think of yourself in such a way. And all these words describe a way of looking at yourself in the mirror which is empty. But the good news of Jesus Christ is one who says the empty tomb means that you can look at yourself in the mirror and know you are forgiven, you are loved, you are healed, you are restored, you're never alone, you have an eternity waiting for you right here today. You're set free. The you that God created, made in God's image, through the lens of the heart of God, is a you that God loves. If there's nothing else that you do today, after this service, please just go and look at yourself in the mirror. Not for vanity's sake, but reflect on what God thinks of you, which is more than you can ever imagine, or even sometimes believe. Jesus' empty grave and life fills the void and the emptiness in our own life. My encouragement is that you experience him today in a new and dynamic way. But my shortest sermon I've ever done here at SBC is finished. And I'm going to hand over to four people that are going to share their story, their sense of that void being filled. And Tara is coming up first, and then there'll be Gary, and then Roy, and then Sharina. So Tara, if you want to come up first, that would be great. And maybe give her a round of applause to just welcome her.